I'm just finished with her for a moment when I'm called to the exam room. Shelley Gianetti is in there with a boy I recognize. Eric? Sitting up on the exam table is Eric Nelson, a tall, handsome boy in Grace's year. With only 20 or so kids in her year, I know all of them pretty well. I don't need to ask what the problem is. He's holding a blood-stained towel to his nose. Accident in gym class? He doesn't answer, but Shelley takes a deep breath and explains the situation to me. Accident with your daughter. Now Eric chimes in.
She broke my nose.
Grace? What happened? How is she? What kind of accident? They're in the spring play together. Grace is Juliet and Eric here is her Romeo. I guess something must have happened in rehearsal. She's fine. She just punched out Eric, that's all. Mr. Larkin, the vice principal of the high school, told me everything. They were rehearsing, you know, the ending, when they both die.
She broke my nose. My nose!
I have to put thoughts of Grace aside and take care of Eric. First thing is to see if his nose really is broken. Here, let's take a look. I gently pull the towel away and, no doubt about it, definitely broken. I don't even need the x-ray to know, but I will need one to be sure there's no damage besides that. Yep, it's broken. I'm very sorry, I say. Let's get an x-ray just to see what else is going on. Shelley, can you take care of that? Shelley leads poor Eric away, and I head for the waiting room to see if the vice principal is still there. He's not, so I run up to my office to call the school. But they beat me to it. There are three messages waiting for me. The first is from the principal, Mrs. Willis, informing me that Grace has been suspended for fighting, and she'll be in her office until someone comes to pick her up. The second is from Grace, and there's no regret or fear in her voice, but a lot of anger. Mom, it's me. I know Mrs. Willis just called you, but I didn't do anything wrong. Eric kept putting his hands all over me. I told him where to hold me, and I warned him not to move his hands, and he kept doing it, and I told him if he did it one more time, I'd let him have it, and he did, and I hit him. What was I supposed to do? He deserved it. You have to come and tell Mrs. Willis that I was right. I don't want to get dropped from the play when it was all his fault. I need a moment to calm down after that, before I can listen to the last message. It's from Alice Tenney, the director of the play. She more or less confirms Grace's version of events, adding that Eric can be pretty handsy. I've heard all the girls say it. Even if Grace hadn't been... God, I hate to even think the word, but it's the truth. Raped after she ran off in the middle of the night in Paris 2 years ago. I wouldn't blame her for punching a boy who refused to take no for an answer. Maybe that's wrong. I should probably say that violence is never the answer. But I can't, because she's my daughter, and nobody has the right to lay a hand on her without her permission. That's just all there is to it. And, God help me, the boy who laid that hand is downstairs waiting for me to treat him.